for you, what every smoker wants. Mildness plus no unpleasant aftertaste. On this very program, I went out on a limb to report that it was March 21st and the first day of spring. And tonight, I'd like to back up that report by stating that this is the seventh day of spring.
That's your first exclusive, you are?
Yes, well, that's what I feel is so moving. News flashes. Yes, to give the folks hot news, everybody will tune in on it.
Okay.
What to do for Rachel, Parsons, Popper, Kefauver.
Oh, Kefauver doesn't do a news program. That's a twin show. They even have a mystery tune.
A mystery tune? Yeah. Well, what it is?
How can you believe me when I say I don't remember when you know I've been a liar all my life?
Going for most of the boys, I thought it might be good night Irene.
And I try and too, but to go on to more pleasant and healthier things in this great land of ours, have you seen the training of the big league baseball teams that are playing exhibition games out here in California?
Oh, sure. Actually,
there's
New York Yankees players, called the White Sox, called the Cubs, Cleveland Indians, and the St. Louis Blues.
Ken, I don't want to be handy or anything, but aren't you overlooking another team that's playing out here? Of whom I happen to be the vice president of Pittsburgh Pirates?
Well, then, somehow or other, I never associate the Pittsburgh Pirates with baseball.
All looks just like all the other wives, guys. I'm going to worry about the Pirates.
Oh, but,
yeah. I'll admit that last season we didn't do too well, but this year, I'm taking an active interest in the team.
Sure.
Mr. Rickey has put me on as the new relief man.
Well, congratulations. Are you the relief pitcher?
No, just the relief man. Every time the Pirates win a game, I jump up and yell, wow, what a relief.
You know, Bill, I'm very quickly to put you in a more active job. You may not have to jump up all season.
Listen, old boy, will you hold still for a little statistical information?
Oh, well, what is it?
Well, I'll tell you, dear boy, that 1 week ago last Monday, a business deal in Los Angeles, the Pittsburgh Pirates beat Mr. Hope's Cleveland Indians by a score of 4-2.
Oh, well, so the Pirates beat Cleveland 4-2. What does that prove?
What does it prove? It proves that Pittsburgh is twice as good as Cleveland.
On the day after Pittsburgh beat Cleveland 4-2, the San Diego team beat Pittsburgh 12-1. Isn't that true?
I refuse to answer the grounds of my opinion.
It's a matter of public record. It was on the sports paper of a newspaper. San Diego beat the Pirates 12-1. How do you account for that?
Well, you know how that happened? Oh. This happened that the Pittsburgh Pirates were overwhelmed with purchase orders. You see, as we drove by the naval training station down there, eight of our very best players jumped off the bus and joined the Navy.
I guess they figured they wanted to be on a winning team.
That's not it. It's just that young ball players are impulsive. They drove by the Fox studio and there were six of them jumped off and joined Betty Gable. Well, they're starting to find a movie.
Well, I understand the Pirates are going to make a movie on MGM.
That's right. It's called The Angels and the Pirates. Paul Douglas is going to be starring in it.
Well, a good picture wouldn't hurt the Pirates.
Good picture wouldn't hurt me, either.
Why don't
last year in the band, it was a snide. Quality, was it? Sinister, wasn't it? Hollow last year.
Why don't you get into the picture of the
Pirates? I tried to, John. I asked him that, though. I made a screen test, but someone else got the phone.
Who?
Janet Lee.
Well, he's a nice
girl. Well, I guess so, but I just can't see John on full business. Matter of fact, though, I do have a small part in the picture. In the very last scene in the picture, I jumped up and yelled, wow, what a relief.
Well, I said the picture was a happy ending.
Well, me too, John. It ought to be real neat here, so to tie things together, I think I'd better get on to a happy beginning with a little noise. Our opening number tonight is a quite little thing, titled Sparrow in the Treetop. John's got to be ready for the opening pitch. high and I like that.
Baseball, golf, just about
heavily
under the sun.
Yeah.
That's where Chesterfield is concerned.
That's true, Colonel. Thanks to Chesterfield, Wilson, Robert, and I are brothers under the telephone.
Well, Bill, that reminds me of another story where Chesterfield brought two people together.
What
happens in MGM's new picture, Teresa? That's all about a G.I. Joe and an Italian girl, played by a pure angelic.
In fact, the Chesterfield replaced Cooper, isn't it?
That's right. Well, I'm not going to tell you how and spoil the story.
I know that.
But seriously, friends, it's one of the most touching love stories ever seen. MGM's Teresa.
Well, I'll have to catch it. I'm going to come around to our local cinema.
Yes.
And let's not overlook the fact that besides being a great matchmaker, Chesterfield is also a great smoke. In the first place, Chesterfield was made in the world's newest and most modern cigarette factory. Well, they're not exactly right.
Chesterfield gives you all the benefits of advanced research in the world's newest and most modern research laboratory.
Herb Chesterfield's a mile, and the first 1,500 pounds of tobacco grower say, Chesterfield is a cigarette that's called mile, and therefore, smoke mile.
And fourth, Chesterfield is no unpleasant aftertaste. It tastes tallow, told the clock.
Nothing? Well, you have a complete Chesterfield story. As you can see, Chesterfield has everything, everything that every smoker wants. So always buy Chesterfield. Thank you. the first answer to the mask? Your grandma. Now, folks, here's our very common guest, Miss Judy Garland.
Hey,
Judy, I should stare like you're just in a regular prison, leaving for England tomorrow.
Oh, that's right, Bill. I lost the running to play the Caribbean.
Wow, this is really something, huh? Quite an event.
Yeah, you know, I've never traveled much. I even get excited when I take a ride on the Sunset Bus.
Who doesn't? Oh, dear and God, a boy, Daddy. But you got a lot to look forward to, and then all you can even visit Bob Hope's birthplace. The chap with crabs saw the light of day first.
Shall we go? That's right. I must visit Bob's birthday.
Oh, but listen, don't go on Friday. Bad day. You'll never get in if it's a macro market now, you know.
Bob will be in London while I'm there.
Bob will be there? Oh, John. Oh, the such a joyful company. Oh, you're lucky with this business. Oh, I wonder how are you? I'll be in London now that Hope is there.
I can have a big brother to look after me while I'm alone in the strange city.
Well, if Bob's going to be there, you need a big brother. Yeah, real big
one. I don't know, Vinny. Bob's slowed down quite a bit lately.
That's impossible, Judy. The world may have speeded up, but Bob hasn't slowed down. The great vitality of that boy. He hasn't even deserted to Yami Yogurt yet.
Oh, he's amazing, isn't he?
That's the right adjective. Amazing as well. When you consider that only 40 years ago, he started out in London as a mackerel. And today he's one of the biggest sharks in the United States.
Oh, why do you lose a shark?
Oh, you don't understand. You don't see cool, sir. But lose a shark.
I'm not a hit in London. I know I can learn how.
You don't have to worry about that. You're a hit anyway. How about sharks, Judy's man?
Well, what would you like to?
Another one I'd like to hear. I'm sure everyone listens to cool, sir. Because it's one you did on the show a couple of weeks ago, and it was a big bar. Rock-a-bye your body with it. Rock-a-bye.
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 Thank you.
shillings. Maybe that'll knock them cold at the program. You'll have them instructions over there. You're going to do a few English songs, though, aren't you?
Oh, sure.
Which ones are you going to do, Dee?
Well, I'm going to sing I Can, I Can, I Pretty Pat.
That's English?
Certainly.
Okay, Pretty Pat is English.
I'm going to do a good old English song, though.
Which
one's
that?
Limehouse.
Oh, that's good. Of course, that was written way back in the day from the Limehouse District in London. Evil and sinister and dangerous. Well, it was even worse by the hour on Saturday night.
Well, there was nothing dangerous about Bella. It was only Frankie who was an innocent neighborhood.
No dangerous. Well, you deliver it. Well, how dangerous. I knew a fellow who was walking through Bella and holding his own business. He was putting good housekeeping tools of approval on garbage cans. All of a sudden, the kid zoomed up behind him in a Cadillac and hopped him over his $10,000 mink tennis set into a marble swimming pool, where he drowned in the lukewarm champagne. And you say Bel Air is in danger. I have another interesting anecdote about a rubber planter who falls in love with the native daughter of a hamster beetle in the San Fernando Valley. But I'm afraid I'll just have some
time. I hope not. Do you have time to rehearse me a little on our next one?
We can do a little of it. John Scott, do you know how to start this affair? You finished your engagement in London at the Palladium and going over to Paris, aren't you, dear?
Oh, really?
Ah, you've got nothing to do all day.
Do you know any good restaurants in Paris, then?
You'll come to the right one. I've tested John Southern. I have a complete list for you. The very first day you're in Paris, really, I want you to go to a favorite place of mine called Cézanne for lunch.
Okay.
Here's what you should order. Pâté de mouton, that's beef liver. Then beef fromage, that's lobster soup. A little bread of beer. Chicken beans with a wonderful French butter. And you should have poulet au vendron, a chicken and white wine.
Should I order all of
them? Oh, yes, but for goodness sake, let me tell you something. Don't let them talk you into the fat princess of the Bafan.
Why not?
That's pretty fat. Do not go for that item. Got it.
I'm going to be sure
the duck. Oh, the duck is delicious. I really envy you. Don't pass in the spring, April, and Paris.
That's not a bad thing, either.
I'm going to slip into it. It's a couple of
tunes.
April and Paris. Just nothing laughing. All of it bubbles under the tree. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't that be nice, sitting at one of those sidewalk cafes, watching people from all over the world strolling down the boulevard as I sit there sipping my new Coca-Cola? So here, without a disturbance stopping my mind, without a worry in the world.
Say,
hey,
do you know about
Italy? Oh, Jim Holmes, Milan,
Can you tell me to the Italian restaurant to go to?
Sure, me and my old James Billy Brown. According to Henry McNamara, I've been reading Henry a lot lately. He's over there, he's overseas, and he's been writing some great columns and wonderful stories recently in his column about the Isle of Capri.
Well, I guess we've arrived at another pretty good song. Would you care to start it?
I think we've come to get out of Capri. From the Isle of Capri that I found her. The shade of an old walnut tree. Wonderful. Jimmy, you sound like beautiful. They took on steady. Just tell me you didn't have one night. How about telling the gentle people why you're such an enthusiastic prostitute?
Oh, it's not very complicated, Ben. I like them. I smoke them because of all cigarettes. Prostitute is my choice.
Now, don't forget my name, huh?
They do.
Smart girl. That's a smart girl. Folks, buy a pack of mild Chesterfields, and I'll read you will agree with Miss Brown. You always buy Chesterfields because they have, for you, whatever you smoke and want. Mildness. Plus, no one tells it after taste. 1,500 prominent tobacco growers have proven Chesterfield's mildness. And the country's first and only cigarette taste panel proved that Chesterfield leaves no one tells it after taste. So get rid of my quick, huh? Chesterfield. A lovely new song, product of the collaboration and songwriting collaboration between John Scott and Tom Cotter. Well, your town is Paris, and where I'm you. And any child of you with me, you're home. Ever love the one love that you swear you'll never leave. The gypsy Time is Represents the sun and substance of tonight's quarrel. Good, it's really been a lot of fun. I want to tell you this honest thing sincerely to do all these shows with you lately. We're going to miss you too while you're away.
Well, thank you, Dave.
Well, good.
Thank you, Dave. Good night.
Yes, my friend.
Good night, folks. See you next week for Texas here. And best thing I'd like for you to show.
And we'll bring the results. Hop along, Cassidy, Dinosaur, and Jack Pepper.